With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is set to hold talks with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Thursday's face-to-face meeting between the presidents will be their first since Donald Trump's first term. It comes as tensions remain high between the U.S. and China, as both countries have been willing to play hardball. Even though President Trump has vowed to impose additional 100% tariffs on Chinese exports, he has repeatedly expressed optimism about reaching a trade deal this week. Greg Clugston, Washington.
By a 10-2 vote, the Federal Reserve lowered its benchmark overnight borrowing rate to a range of 3.75% to 4%. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says Fed governors are divided about what comes next after today's cut.
There were strongly differing views about how to proceed in December. A further reduction in the policy rate at the December meeting is not a foregone conclusion. Far from it. Policy is not on a preset course.
He indicated the decision will depend on incoming data. A federal appeals court has blocked an order that required a senior Border Patrol official to brief a judge on Chicago immigration sweeps. The court intervened on Wednesday before Greg Bovino's first late afternoon meeting with U.S. District Judge Sarah Ellis. She wanted daily briefings after seeing video and other images of confrontations between immigration agents and the public. Ellis's order was an unprecedented bid to impose real-time oversight on the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 74 points, the Nasdaq rose 131. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of America's faith profile, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
It comes from Kite and Key Media, and it reveals that amongst the world's wealthy industrialized nations, the U.S. is much more religious. Over half of Americans pray daily. In Canada and Europe, it's less than a quarter. The report also reveals that about 70% of people in this country describe themselves as Christians, 45% are Protestant, 22% are Catholic, the rest are Orthodox or smaller groups. Jews make up 2% of the population, Muslims 1%. Michael Harrington reporting.
Muslim clergymen in Arab nations traditionally choose the topics of their sermons, but lately governments in countries including Morocco, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia have dictated sermon content. Officials say the move aims to curb extremist speech, but critics argue it turns sermons into tools for promoting the state's policies. This is SRN News. The Miami Heat says NBA guard Terry Rozier will not receive his salary while on leave due to his arrest on federal gambling charges. Bob Agnew reports.
Gamble and you may lose. Take part in an illegal gambling racket that's nationwide and you may lose big. Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier will not receive his salary while he's on leave due to his arrest on federal gambling charges. That's pending the resolution of the case. Nor will Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups. He's also been placed on leave by the league. Rozier is accused of conspiring to help associates win bets based on his performance in a game with the Charlotte Hornets. Bob Agnew reporting.
Israel's intense bombardment of the Gaza Strip this week marked the most serious challenge yet for a fragile U.S.-brokered ceasefire. Gaza health officials said over 100 Palestinians were killed. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.